One, two, three. Radio for Kids!
Hi, welcome back to Radio for Kids. I'm Callie, your Radio for Kids host. Last time on Radio for Kids, we learned that good citizens are responsible. This time, we will learn how good citizens have courage. That means we are brave. Let's listen to the Bell family talk about courage now.
We are the Bell family.
I'm Mom.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Nora.
I'm Grace.
I'm Miles.
I'm Benji.
I'm Dad.
In the last Radio for Kids broadcast, we learned about responsibility. When you are responsible, you do what you need to do. Have you shown responsibility? It takes courage to be responsible. Listen in as my family gathers around the kitchen table to discuss one more way to be a good citizen. We show courage.
Look at the picture I just finished coloring. David is holding a slingshot. I wish I had a slingshot.
I had a slingshot once. Grandpa made it for me, but I think I lost it.
Oh, lucky if you had it. We could play David and Goliath.
I am a giant. Look out, David. I wouldn't be Goliath if we did play it because I don't want a rock to hit me in the head.
David sure was brave. Imagine thinking a slingshot defeated a giant. I would never have dared.
Me neither. Everyone was afraid of Goliath. When they challenged the Israelites to send a warrior to fight him, no one dared to go.
King Saul offered David armor, but he was so courageous. He said, "No, I will use my sling and stones."
He trusted in God.
Well, God did help him defeat Goliath.
I bet he was a little afraid. We learned in school that courage doesn't mean you have no fear. It means that you act even when you are feeling fear.
I think there are different kinds of courage, like if you decide to learn downhill ski even when you feel nervous, or you could climb a tree even if you don't like heights.
Sometimes I have that kind of courage. I jumped off the diving board this summer, even though I was petrified.
Your face was almost white with fear, and you came back down the steps the first time.
But that's okay. Being brave can be as simple as not giving up and trying again. Our teacher has a poster that says, "Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes it's the quiet voice saying, 'I will try again tomorrow.'" Marianne Rodmacher.
Another kind of courage that is a little different is doing what is right, even when it is difficult. Like standing up for a friend who is being bullied.
That's a good point. Good citizens are courageous enough to do what is right, to make changes and stick up for people who can't stand up for themselves. They might be afraid, but do what they need to do anyway. They stand up for themselves, they tell the truth, and stand up for others at school, at church, and in the neighborhood.
God encourages us to trust in Him and be courageous. I quickly looked up and jotted down some verses from the Bible about courage. Take one and pass them on.
Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Psalm 56:3.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9.
Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:36.
The Lord is on my side. Psalm 118:6.
Behold, God is my helper. Psalm 54:4.
We can pray that God will help us be courageous citizens.
I'm going to hang my picture of David on the fridge to remind us to be brave and courageous.
Do you think you can remember one of the quotes someone in my family read from the Bible to comfort you when you are afraid? I'm going to try to remember a short one. God is my helper. Which one will you pick? Remember to tune in for the last citizenship broadcast. Our family will talk about trustworthiness.
Thank you.
We just heard Song of Zion 457, God with His Angels, from the LSE album Children Sing of Their Friend One. Before that, the Bell family discussed many different kinds of courage. They remembered the story of David and Goliath. David had courage when he faced Goliath in battle. David trusted that God was with him, and this helped him be courageous. We can also trust that God is with us today. Now we will hear a story about another believer from a long time ago who had courage. The story is called Daniel in the Lion's Den of the September-October 92 Shepherd's Wars. It was written by Minagimini. In the story, Daniel is thrown into a den of lions because he will not pray to the king. Let's listen to Alex read this story to find out how Daniel had courage.
Daniel in the Lion's Den. Darius was the king of Babylon during Daniel's time. Daniel was a believer who was obedient to God, and God blessed him with much wisdom. King Darius liked Daniel and made him ruler over his kingdom. But the presidents and princes did not like Daniel. They wanted to find fault with him, but could find none. So they came up with a plan. In this plan, they established a law that for 30 days no man could pray to anyone but King Darius. The presidents and princes knew Daniel would break this law because he was obedient to God. Daniel knew about this law, but still he went to his house and prayed to God as he had always done. The men found Daniel praying and brought him before the king. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, be cast into a den of lions? They said. The king said, this is true. The men told the king that they had found Daniel praying to God in his house. Darius was sad to hear this. He liked Daniel. He tried to free Daniel from his punishment. But the presidents and princes said that no law which the king establishes can be changed. And so Daniel was thrown into the den of lions. The king told Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. The king could not sleep that night. When he arose the next morning, he quickly went to the den of lions, afraid of what he would find. He was surprised to see Daniel still alive. Daniel said, my God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me. The king was happy and commanded that Daniel be taken out of the den. They could find no hurt or scars on Daniel. Daniel believed in God and trusted in him. God protected Daniel from the lions. God is with us today in times of trial, just as he was with Daniel. Many times it is hard to confess our faith, but if we pray to God, he will give us strength. When we confess our faith, we are teaching those on the outside of God's kingdom about God and his kingdom. God wants us to confess our faith so that those who are seeking would be led to his kingdom.
We just heard Alex read Daniel in the Lion's Den of the September-October 92 Shepherd's Wars. In this story, Daniel did what was right and continued to pray only to God. When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, he trusted in God and God protected him. Daniel's story happened long ago, but we also need courage in our lives today. For example, at the end of Daniel's story, we were reminded that we want to confess our faith or tell other people about God's kingdom. This way, people who are looking for God's kingdom can find it. Sometimes we might feel nervous to talk about our faith, but we can pray to God and he will give us courage to do so. We may also need courage to make things right when we have hurt or offended someone else. In our next story, The Bike and the Flower Garden, George needs courage to apologize to the neighbor after he makes a mistake. This story is from the May-June 2015 Shepherd's Voice and was written by Jeanette Woollett. Let's listen to Trayton read the story now.
The Bike and the Flower Garden. Grandmother and Penelope Rose are sitting on the sofa, reading. All of a sudden, a loud crash sounds through the door. When they look up, there is George, wide-eyed and short of breath. "Now what's the matter, George?" Grandma asks.
"Henry, the neighbor man, is so mad at me."
"Why is he mad at you, George?" Grandma asks.
"Well, I was riding my bike, and I rode it up his hill, and went right through his newly planted flower garden. I didn't mean to. I thought there was just grass on that hill, but I guess he had just planted some seeds, and I didn't know it. He came out of the front door and yelled at me, and shook his fist. I got so scared, I pedaled my bike home as fast as I could."
"Well, George, what do you think you should do?" Grandma questions. "Should you go to his house and talk to him?"
"I don't know. I'm scared of him. He yelled at me and said some bad words to me."
"If you like, I can go with you," Grandma offers.
"Okay, I'll go, but I'm scared," George says.
Grandma and George go to Henry's house. George knocks on the door. When Henry comes to the door, he looks angrily at George. George's knees begin to shake, and tears come to his eyes.
"Henry," George says, "I'm so sorry I rode my bike through your newly planted flower garden. I didn't know you had just planted seeds there. Can I help you clean it up?"
Henry's face softens. He smiles at George. "I guess I was a young boy once, too. I might have done the same things. I just was so upset. But it can be fixed."
"George."
"Yes, let's go clean up the mess." Henry and George go to the flower garden and work together. Henry smiles at George. "I'm sorry I got mad at you. Come back soon and watch my flowers grow. You can also help me pick the weeds when they grow in." Henry then shakes George's hand. "You are a good boy, George," he says.
Just heard Song of Zion, 461, When You With a Believing Heart, from the LLC album Children Sing of Their Friend Too. Before that, we heard Trayton read The Bike and the Flower Garden from the May-June 2015 Shepherd's Voice. In the story, George rode his bike right through the neighbor's flower garden, and the neighbor got mad. George needed courage to go and apologize to the neighbor. We want to have courage to admit our mistakes and apologize when we hurt someone else. If the other person is a believer, we can also take care of our offenses with the gospel. Now it's time to hear from our Radio Kids reporter, Anya. Let's listen as she interviews
Josefina
about her family.
Hi, I'm Anya, and today we will be learning about my guest, Josefina. Tell us about your family. Who is in your family?
We have 10 kids, and plus my mom and dad. Juliana, Patrick, Mila, Vivian, Toby, Fiona, Madeline, me, Josefina, Arthur, and Vera. Patrick is with Kate, and Juliana is with Brayden.
Okay. What do you like to do with your family?
I like to go on vacations, go on trips. When my family, like Juliana and Brayden or something, takes me shopping or something.
So what kinds of trips have you, like, been on?
On a Montana trip and a Duluth trip.
Fun. Okay, and then what do you love about your family?
I love that all of us have blonde hair, that my family takes me shopping, and that we have lots of vacations and stuff. Well, and that my parents take me to church.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Thanks for joining us.
Just heard Song of Zion 4:15, How Good It Is and Sweet to See, from the LLC album, Lord Bless This Home. Before that, Radio for Kids reporter Anya interviewed
Josefina
about her family.
This is the end of our Radio for Kids program about courage. Next time on Radio for Kids, we will learn how good citizens are trustworthy. See you soon. Bye.
Radio for Kids.